Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Musselman, Nevada head coach. Coach Tiki and Tierney, welcome, buddy. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
No doubt. So, you know, I mean, I've heard you on a few spots driving around over the weekend. You know, and everybody tries to ask in a unique way, like, what are you really thinking? At what point did you really think you were going to win? I mean, what did you say when you what were you thinking when you burst in the locker room? And they're all good questions. What I want to know is, when you brought out the Bulls at the start of the season, I want to take you back to the first practice. All right, first campus, maybe you do a little Midnight Madness kind of thing, get everybody involved. What was Eric Musselman's, what was the apex in your mind that you thought your guys could truly achieve if you hit all cylinders?
Well, in truth, what we ended up doing, it was about in June, when we started our summer school sessions, we have an access code to get into our locker room, and I met with the team, and last year our access code was date of selection Sunday. This year our access code to get into our locker room, and I guess I'm going to have to change the code now that I'm going on national radio talking about it.
Let's hear it.
It's 16-16, and that was to represent that our goal was to get to the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Obviously, we're going to have to change the code because we want more now, but that was our goal at the beginning of the season.
And by the way, it's not the only thing you're going to have to change. How about the terms to your contract, Dad? You know what, Eric? Hey, listen, don't even, and we're not going to, I mean, maybe at the end we'll, but I'm just messing. Yeah. That's a great story.
We know what it is. We know what it is now.
But pay the man.
0404, that's the new access code. Coach, I know what the goals are. And everybody who's really wants to achieve or has achieved before and is trying to influence those below them, like the kids that you have now. You encourage them to set goals. But when did you realize internally and what did you express to them that this goal could actually come true, specifically in this game against Cincinnati, who has an unbelievable defense? They're second in the nation and behind my Cavaliers, who lost as well. But second in the nation, giving up only 57 or so points. When did you believe, or when did they believe, that they could do this?
You know, I think as a coach, you always have to go back and like reevaluate everything you do. And in our players' defense, I might have built up Cincinnati too much. Mm-hmm. I talked over and over about their toughness and about their rebounding, and I think it might have affected the way that we played in the first half. I might have. They knew they were ranked sixth in the country. They knew their seed. They knew who was on their roster. They knew that they were a program that has great respect throughout the country, throughout the entire college season. I probably built them up too much, to be honest, and it's a great learning lesson for me because we played so poorly out of the gate. But when we got behind, some of the things that we talked about, I think at the 10:58 mark, we were down 22, and we just talked about, hey, the next time we meet, the next media timeout that's coming in 4 minutes, how do we go from 22 down to 16 down? And then the timeout after that, how do we go from 16 down to 12 down? And then after that, how do we get this thing into single digits? And, you know, one of the things that happened to our program last year is we played in Albuquerque against New Mexico, and we were down, I think it was 26 points in the second half. And it was around that same time, that 10-11 minute mark, where we made a huge push and a huge run, and we ended up winning that game against the Lobos in overtime. And I think because that happened last year, we always think no matter how much we're down, that we have a chance if we just keep playing and stick with it and try to get defensive stops and try to make some adjustments. And so there was no panic last night, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah, because, you could see it.
We were getting crushed, and the guys kept believing.
Wow. It's Eric Musselman, head coach, Nevada. Of course, still moving on in the Sweet 16, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, you know, you look at what's next. I mean, it's kind of, crazy to say. You should be favored against Loyola of Chicago, right? Who would have thought, right? You got this insurmountable mountain of Cincinnati, defensively at least, and now here you are sitting in the Sweet 16 with a real chance to get to eight. To the Final Four. What in your mind are you thinking right now?
I mean, we're just like, you know, because we play a Texas team in game one that it was completely different than us. I mean, they have Mo Bamba inside. They have Jericho Sims at 6'11 coming off the bench. And we're really small. Like, we're 6'6, 6'7 across the board. Our starting point guard, three-year starter, Lindsey Drew, whose dad's now coaching the Cavs, he goes down with an Achilles injury 5-6 games ago, and we move our starting power forward, Cody Martin, over to the starting point guard spot, and we're still kind of like evolving on who we are.
It's great. You know, you're in a tournament, coach, right? You can't evolve. You're in a tournament.
We are evolving, and it's amazing because you brought up Cincinnati's defense, and we had two turnovers in a 40-minute game against the most physical defensive team.
Wow.
And playing under the brightest lights you can possibly play. Like, how do you only have two turnovers is mind-boggling to me. And I think that's really what kept us in the game, too, because even when we weren't making shots, at least we were getting shots on goal. And look, I know Loyola and I know Nevada. Like, we both feel like, you know, we can advance. I know they think the same thing. And mm-hmm. So I think Thursday night is going to be an epic, great, great basketball game with two programs that don't really have star name power year after year.
Yep.
So that's what I think makes this tournament so awesome.
Can't you guys just tie and petition the NCAA to make it the Elite Nine? We don't want it. We don't want either of these teams to lose. Come on, it's a great story, you know.
It is a great story for both programs, and somebody's dream's going to end, and someone's going to continue.
Yep.
In Atlanta late Thursday night.
It's the harsh reality of this event. I hear you, Coach. Eric Musselman, Nevada head coach, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, you watch these tournaments, and over the years, generally, I know that it's changed a little bit here with younger rosters, one-and-dones, the stars, and we've talked about that a lot here. But one thing that seemingly is transferable from year to year is roster continuity generally displays poise down the stretch. Because they play together, and they've gone through adverse situations together, and they learn through failure how to plow through them and eventually succeed. And what's interesting about your team, and it's well chronicled, you know, four transfers this year. I believe you have at least five, maybe six coming in next season. That's a lot of moving parts to not get flustered when things are moving at a pretty rapid rate when everybody's watching. That's really impressive.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is, we have all five starters are transfers. We have four guys sitting out this current year. We got two incoming freshmen next year. And then we've had the injury, and we dismissed a player earlier in the year. So we have seven scholarship players right now. The one thing is my background being in the G League and the minor leagues is, you know, one day you wake up and three players are called up, and then you wake up 4 weeks later and the NBA parent team sending you three new guys. And so roster flexibility, you know, to me, I think we got the most stable roster ever compared to what my coaching life's been over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's right. When you put it that way, you're right.
Yeah.
And you hear guys like Gerald Green or Jeremy Lin, guys who you coach, talk about how you were so instrumental in calming them and giving them perspective. I mean, that's got to help in this world where there's the transfers are coming in and out, and it's short-term or short-lived, time with you, still be able to execute and be a part of the team. It's a skill.
No, it really has. I mean, I look back at like those G League times and like Gerald Green, he just needed somebody to believe in him. He was kind of known as a dunker and nobody gave him freedom shooting the basketball. And I told him like, hey, we want you to be a 3-point shooter and we believe in you. And Gerald just needed a little bit of focus at the defensive end. I think it's so cool how he's had such a great ending to this career, because he kind of, you know, early draft pick, then had to go overseas, and he kind of had to reinvent himself, and he did that in the D League with us. And even a guy like Jeremy Lin, I mean, he was a guy that really struggled going left off the bounce and turned himself into a really good point guard and has made a lot of money in his career. And that's a neat thing about coaching is when you can have an impact on players' careers.
I want to, but let's try to monetize this if we can. If you had the option here, Eric, right, to advance to the next game, right, or actually get a cut of every time somebody Googled Eric Musselman's wife. What's more appealing to you?
I would rather advance, but I do think I that probably from a monetary standpoint, the Googling my wife's name would probably come out on top.
She's beautiful. She's on TV. She's a personality. Not that I'm in the business of staring at a coach's ass, but it's probably a wise thing that you keep yourself in shape, coach. She's not an old, you know what I'm saying? You got to stay tight there.
That's the bottom line. People keep asking why I'm taking my shirt off. I'm like, I work out like 4 hours a day because my wife is beautiful and I have no choice.
I heard you say that.
Hey, where's the inspiration for these celebrations, man? Seriously, because not very many head coaches in college basketball are getting crazy. Like the kids are getting crazy.
Yeah, our guys get a kick out of it, and I mean, look, it's an emotional game, and you know, like last night, you know, dousing each other, everybody with water, and I think if you really grind and you really work, and you're working in the middle of August, and you're lifting weights in hot weather, and you're running on the track, and you go through grueling practices, like you have to celebrate the good times too, And we certainly, when we win basketball games, we have a lot of fun internally, and we don't want to change that. I mean, we have to keep it in perspective. They're still student athletes. And at the end of the day, if you're in the NCAA tournament, you're advancing, and you can't have fun, something's probably wrong with you.
Yeah, right? Well said. You know, by the way, I almost feel compelled, but I'm not going to ask you, because I think when people say, what's next for Eric Musselman? What happens at this school calls? You know what? It's a disservice to the accomplishment. It's a disservice to your current team. If and when things change, we'll find out. Enjoy the ride. It's awesome.
Yeah, man.
And it's really good to have you on. Thanks a lot for calling in, Eric. Thank you.
No, you guys, thanks so much for having me on. I'd love to come on. It's been awesome. Appreciate it.
No, you got
no
it,
problem.
Man.
Good luck, coach.
Go get the app cruncher going, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.